Hey, this is Cindy from Cindy Palin Music and Words, celebrating everyday people through song and story.
You know the reason and the rhyme before you ever set time in motion. I still have to ask why, as if I've never known you.
We're going to deviate from Season 3, Book Talk, and make time for our mental health. September is my favorite time of year, even knowing winter follows close behind. In some ways, this year will be like any other. There will be joys and challenges. But because of our unique global circumstances, we need extra help to keep ourselves healthy in mind, body, and spirit. We need extra help knowing how to care for others, too. Depending on your personality, you may not be feeling a great deal of stress related to our global and local realities. But I hazard a guess that most of us are. There are telltale stress signs. Perhaps you have been jumpy, and it's not because you drank too much coffee. A common response to stress could be more fatigue than usual. Another common but less talked about symptom of stress is fear. I experienced fear this summer in a strange way. After being isolated for several months, it felt scary to leave the house. I talked about my fear with trusted loved ones and was able to work through it with their patience and help. Do you have someone to talk to about your possible fear, fatigue, or anger due to stress? With so much information swirling around us, first, it's important to know it's okay to take the time you need to think things through. Second, there's nothing wrong with choosing the person you would like to confide in carefully. I picked up the phone the other day to talk to a friend and hesitated. I didn't necessarily need to vent, nor did I need help of any kind. I just wanted to say hello and hear the sound of her voice. I hesitated because I was afraid she and I might be on different pages about vaccinations or politics, and that it might lead to a debate that I did not have the mental capacity for. I took my own advice and thought through that hesitation. I then formulated a plan of what to talk about and what to avoid with respect and kindness. Should my friend ask to debate on our heated current events, I would let her know politely I wasn't able to take on such a conversation at present. If I needed to clarify boundaries, I was sure that would actually help her do the same. I then realized it might be smart to set a time limit to how long I might stay on the phone. With these boundaries in mind, I reminded myself that she too may have stipulations of her own that I needed to be sensitive to. I picked up the phone and called her cell with a new sense of purpose and peace. Other boundaries I have had to set are those of content. watching programming concentrated around murder mysteries and listening to news broadcasts focused on loss infiltrate my everyday mood and ability to enjoy and complete tasks. That same repeated obsession with the negative permeates my pores and disturbs my much-needed sleep in the form of nightmares. There is a big difference between being informed and allowing ourselves to be tormented. Also, by limiting negative programming, other real-life needs get the attention they deserve. With Halloween just around the corner, I challenge you to set a new boundary. Make this season about life and not death for entertainment's sake. Let's find a way to make our short autumn months about joy and not fear. Our mind, body, and spirit will thank us, and those around us will benefit too. Would certainly be amiss if I didn't let you in on some of my personal helps. One, I make sure every morning when I wake up to pray. Now, there's many prayers that you can pray, and oftentimes people call it meditation. I simply pray the Lord's Prayer before my feet even hit the ground. And in doing so, I commit the day into God's hands, into His will. Then, any surprises that might happen during the day are not interruptions. I can be more flexible than ever before. A second thing that I do to alleviate stress is to choose the music that I listen to wisely. For today's episode, I chose some of my original oldies recorded back in 2000. Hope you enjoyed the production sounds. You can visit my website, newcindypalin.com, and check out my music there. Otherwise, I certainly hope some of the boundaries I talked about will be helpful to you this season. You can find the Lord's Prayer in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. This is Cindy Payne, Music and Words, on Anchor FM by Spotify.
Have a way to make a child.